So Gemara says now, my time with the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? Like, what's the machlokes here? Omar Kuro, Tanakama says that the Pasuk says, Hu levado yeyosu lechem. You're allowed to cook eich nefesh, but who? Only this alone is mutter. So they darshan, who it says is a miyut. For loy machshirov. Who? Only this, only eich nefesh itself is mutter, and not the hechsha, not the preparation for the food. For Rabbi Yehudi, Ram Rabbi Yehudi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Kuro, the Pasuk says, lochem. Isu levado yeyosu lechem for you. So darshan, lochem means lechol tzorcheichem. Any need, anything that's necessary for you, you're allowed to do. Doesn't talk mean anything, but kol tzponim means the hecherim, what's necessary for the food, anything that's necessary for the food, even the preparation, the fixing the oven, the fixing the knife, that's also mutter to do on Yom Tov. Shad Gemara b'Tanakam or Aksiv Lochem, good, it says the word who, but it also says the word Lochem, is mashma like Rabbi Yehuda, any type of purpose, any type of enjoyment that you need should be mutter. So Amaloch, Tanakama says, Hahu is a miyut, Lochem v'ler l'nochem. Like we had before, you're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov for you, for a Jew, but not for a Goy. For a Goy, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. V'iduch, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? Nami yoksiv hu, I according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shra, the Pesuk says, Hu, it's mashmitz and miyut, hu, only this, only yoich nefesh. So Amaloch, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, true, ksiv hu, it says a miyut of hu. Uksiv lochem, it also says the word lochem. It says both things, everything and like a miyut. For like Kasha, there's no theory now. I'll tell you, Kan b'machshirov she'ef shel asayisim erav yomtiv. What's mutter, what's lochem, which type of a hechsher are you allowed to do? That's a hechsher, no forget. What's osir, what does who mean? That's ef shel asayisim erav yomtiv. If you knew the knife broke before yomtiv, and you could have fixed it before yomtiv, then the locher is, you're not allowed to do it on yomtiv. That's who. Who, certain times is, means if you could have done it erav yomtiv, you're not allowed to fix it up on yomtiv. But what does lochem mean, that you are allowed to fix up things? Kan b'machshirov she'yev shel asayisim erav yomtiv. In a case where you couldn't have fixed it up before yomtiv, let's say the knife first broke today, the shpid, the shvutz first broke today, the oven first caved in today, so you couldn't have fixed it up erav yomtiv, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the pasuk lochem, that you're allowed to fix it up on yomtiv itself. So poshut, this is only machlokes by a hechsher oichol nefesh. That's Tosfos Shita. And therefore, an eichel nefesh itself, cooking up food, even food that you could have cooked up better, erev yomtiv, you're still allowed to do it on yomtiv. His eichel nefesh itself, the actual cooking of the food itself, that's mutter even where it was efshel asoysim erev yomtiv. His the only chiluk here is by a hechsher eichel nefesh, but not eichel nefesh itself. However, Rashi Shita was at the beginning of this parak we had. Rashi said the reason why you can't catch fish, it can't be tzod, on yomtiv is because it was a melacha that efshel asoysim erev yomtiv. You could have done it before Yom Tov. Even though it's a malach of the actual Eichel Nefesh itself, still Rashi Shita is that our din here like Rabbi Yehuda, that a malach that's Efshel HaSoysim Erev Yom Tov even applies to Eichel Nefesh itself. Even when you're doing with the actual food itself, if you could have taken care of it Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And really the Mechaber and Tov Tzadik Aleph, Paskins like Rashi, that Lechetchila, if there's any type of a food that would taste better if it was cooked Erev Yom Tov, you're talking not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. You're supposed to cook Erev Yom Tov. Our whole hetta, what we cook on Yom Tov is because food tastes much better when it's fresh. Something baked, cake or bread, tastes much better when it's fresh. Therefore, you have a right to bake or cook on Yom Tov. It tastes better than it would taste Erev Yom Tov. But if you have some type of a soup or some type of a dish that would taste better if it was cooked yesterday, so the Mechaber Paskens then, lechatchila, you should not cook it on Yom Tov, but cook it before Yom Tov like Rosh Hashanah. Just bid the Evid, let's say you did not cook before Yom Tov, and you want to go eat now on Yom Tov, and you want to make a dish that true would have tasted better yesterday, but Lamais you did not make it, then bid the Evid, you could be Semech on Tosfos Shita to say that since you're cooking food itself, Eichel Nefesh itself, that's Mutter, even though it was actually a Tosfos of Yom Tov. So bid the Evid, you could be Semech on Tosfos Shita. But Lechatchila though, any food that tastes better cooked before, you should make sure to cook it before Yom Tov, and not rely for us to do it on Yom Tov like Rashi's Shita. Right. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Shvud Shenirtzaf or Shvud the spit. Rashi learns Nimach Shedorsu Olav V'Nisakim. It came a little bit crooked. It got bent. The spit that you put the food on to roast, it didn't break. It didn't become in two. It just bent a little bit. So the locher is also L'Sakim Leb Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fix it now on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns because it could be used the way it is. So it's a Tirchot Leitzarech. You're not allowed to do it. The more of Shita, of course you're not allowed to do it. If you could use it the way it is, you shouldn't be mad you to fix it. So lo tzricha, the chiddush is, if, even though the afagav the mifshet piyodei, even though all you have to do is just bend it back with your hands, you don't even have to use a hammer to bang it down with. It's so easy just to bend it back. Still, if you could use it the way it is, you don't have a right to bend it back. So chur, the same thing would be if you have a fork or a spoon that got bent, and this is the only fork you have. So if you could use it, peshasat chak, the way it is right now, you would not be allowed to bend it back into place. But let's say it's not usable, you can't use it at all right now, you have a spoon, that the way it's bent, you can't use it at all, then it would be mutter to bend it back in place if this is the only spoon you have. That's called hechsher eichel nefesh, providing the first bent on Yom Tov itself. So you couldn't have done an erev Yom Tov, then it would be mutter to do it on Yom Tov. The Yom Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Shavud Shetzolu Boy Basar, the spit that you already roasted the meat on already, you took the meat off it, you finished roasting with it, is also a tautla b'yomtiv. You should know it's muksa. Rashi learns this mias doesn't look like nice right anymore, it's dirty, so you're not allowed to touch it, it's muksa. Ravada Barava Omar Rav Malchiyov. Ravada Barava said over the name of Rav Malchiyov, that shoymto yomnicha b'keren zavis. What you should do is you could kick it to the side. In other words, move it, Rashi says, a tautla minatzad. In other words, you don't want it to hurt you, it's in the middle of the floor, you're afraid you'll trip and hurt yourself over it. So you're allowed to shun to like move it, I dover acher, let's take a spoon and move it away with the spoon to the Keren Zovius. Make a tultum in atzad. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav Huna, for who she yeshalov ksayas boser. He's a machner. Even this much of moving it to the side, it's only mutter if there's some ksayas boser on the spit. But if there's no ksayas boser, then it's also. But Lamay Salach is like this, that Ravinu Omar afal pi she'en olav boser, even though there's no meat on the spit, still you should know the locher is mutter letautloi. You let a mamish pick it up with your hands and move it to the side. Why? Ay, it's muksa. Midi dehevei ha-koitz b'shus rabim. It's not worse than you have thorns, a thorn bush. And b'shus rabim, you're afraid people hurt themselves, so mishum hezek, you let a move muksa to push it on the side. Here also, you're afraid that the people in your house will fall on this spit and hurt themselves, you let a pick it up and move it to the side on Yom Tov. However, the locher, the mechaba paskin, is that this locher is shvud, talking about, let's like a piece of stick that's not really a kli. So vice versa, al yetsa muksa machmas mias, if it will be a kli, we don't hold for muksa machmas mias. Like, Sam, now a silverware that's dirty, it's not really muksa. He was talking about Sam was a piece of wood that you use now to tzola to roast the meat on it. So it didn't really get a shame kli to it. So therefore here, since it's mias, it's disgusting, and didn't really make it into a kli, that's why here it's muksa. Now that they were saying it's mutter to metatel l'shoymto el aloch, we passed on along like the middle shita, that like Rav Malchiyov, that you're not allowed to take it, pick it up with your hands, you're only allowed to move it to the side with a tultum in atzad, pushing it through something else. And even though by Hilchos Shabbos there, by Hezek the Rabbim, by a Kreis B'shus Rabbim, there we say allowed to pick it up with your hands, mamish, there's a difference. There it's a question of a Hezek the Rabbim. Where it's a question of a Hezek the Rabbim, there we're makel to pick it up. But over here it's not a Rabbim passing by, it's only the people in your house. And it has to be in the place that people walk by it. So here we're only Matthew like to move it to the side with a tilto minatzad. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Chinano, Brei the Rav Iko, Shvud. The Aloch is about a Shvud, like we just said now. When you finish using it, can you move it to the side or not? Shvachos. The Aloch brought down in Ksubis that even if you bring 100 maids to your wife, still you have a right to force your wife to do some work in the house. At least Rashi brings down the work with the wool at least. You don't want it to be bought to the garment because potatoes made with dezima. So therefore, that's halacha over there. And Rav Malki will soon see who said halacha of gumais. Gumais also is shaila when Misha becomes a gedolah when she has to have Cyrus. Now the hair, sometimes you check there, you don't find any hair, but you see gumais to mean there are little pockets there, like holes there. So we say for sure there was a hair there and it fell off. So if you find two pockets there, like we know for sure this girl had already two hairs, and that's what she called the gedolah. So the Gemara says, Rav Malkiyev, the one who said over these three halachas was Rav Malkiyev with the Vav. Mashenkin Blurius, those halachas about giving a haircut to a guy that used to leave the middle of his hair over L'shem Avodah Zarah. So if a Jew was giving him a haircut, he can't cut and leave over those Blurius L'shem Avodah Zarah. You have to stop cutting three etzboyas before that. Eifer Mikla, another halacha, that if you have a wound, you're not allowed to put Eifer dirt ashes inside it. Because it looks like you're making tattoos, that's awesome. Ugevina, another shaila, what's one of the reasons the Gemara there says that you're not allowed to eat goyish cheese that's made by a goy? So Rav Malki is said over there in Avodah Zarah, the reason is because they smear it with the fats of a chazir, so pig fats. That's why his reason why he can't use cheese. The Gemara says that's Rav Malkia. Rav Malkia said over these last three members. So even though they sound alike, Malkia and Malkov, we want to make sure not to make a difference. What Malkiyov said and what Malkia said. Rav Papa said like this. Mas Niso Rav Malkia. He said a little bit different, Rav Papa. He said that a Mishnah and Brises are Rav Malkia. Shmaitato, the Gemaras, that's Rav Malkov. Rav Malkov, he only said over the Gemaras, not things that were said in the Mishnah and the Brisa. V'samnecha, what's the sign to remember? Masnisa Malkasa, like a Mishnah, like Malkasa, so the Mishnah and Rav Malkia said, and the Shmaitato, that's Rav Malkia said. The Gemara says, my B'nai, what's the difference? The B'nai of Shvachas. The difference is, who said over the memory of Shvachas? Shvachas is also a Mishnah. So before we had, Rav Malkia said it. And according to Rav Pop, it's not Rav Malkia, but it's Rav Malkia. That since it's a Mishnah, the Mishnahs were set over from Rav Malkia. So that's an Afkamina, which one set over this halacha? So the Mishnah Vaita. Lo yoy marodim latabach. On Yom Tif, if you go to the butcher to buy yourself meat, you should not tell him, shokoli bedinner. Give me $1 worth of meat. Shokoli bedinner basar. I will sheichet or mechalak benayim. You could say, give me a piece of the animal, like shech the animal, and give me a half, give me a quarter, that you could say. As long as you don't mention the amount of the price. You can't mention the price on Yom Tov, that's awesome. Most of the Hechi Yovid, how you allowed to do it? It's Rashi, Gesheinu, Reitz, Lika, Chol of Eimun, you don't want to buy the whole animal. Filet Machzah, not even half. Filet Shkris, not even a third, or not even a quarter. Elevadiner, you only take want to buy like $1 worth. Or Bishnayim, Ayamallah, you want to buy $2 worth. How are you going to say it? Can't stand say like Mechalik B'Neim, I'll divide it in half. I don't want half. I don't want a third of the animal. So Gemara says, Heichi Ovid, what do you do? So Gemara says, Ki ho, the Suri army in Suri used to say, Tarta, Upalgo Tarta. Tarta Rosh said, that's like a piece of meat that everybody knew. Like a piece of flunkin. You say, give me a flunkin, give me half of a flunkin. Give me half of a roast. It was like a piece of a meat that everybody knew to call it that way. So you tell them, I want a piece of meat like that size or a half of it. Benarash, in this place, Narash Amri, the Lushan used to use was Chalka or Palga Chalka. That's the portions of meat that we used to call it there, either Chalka or Palga Chalka. The Pumbedisa, how did they use the Lushan there in Pumbedisa? Amri there used to say Uziya or Palga Uziya. Like a piece of meat there was called Uziya, or else half of that piece of meat. Benahor Poker, the Masya Machsya, in these two places, no Poker, the Masya Machsya, how did they used to call it? Amri used to say Revor or Palga Revor. That's the way they used to call it. Revoir, Pag Revoir, that was the way they called these pieces of meat. Alright, we'll stop here.